This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving right back into it, if you missed it, the first hour is up on the Odyssey app. Check it out. By the way, you can leave us voicemails, so we're giving you a new challenge. Send as many voicemails about this show that are clean. You can't cuss. If you do, we'll have to beep it out, which is still fine. But we're trying to lead the shows in emails and voicemails. So send us a voicemail of why you like the show, and you'll hear your voice maybe one day on our commercial breaks.
And the other thing that's cool about it gives Spectre something to do.
That's right. And he needs it.
Yeah, he does.
He just lost his favorite hockey player for a couple weeks.
I know. Gosh, getting ready to break Gretzky's record.
Sorry, Ovechkin, the hockey gods have spoken, and their names are Paulina Gretzky.
That's right. The great one is keeping his record.
I don't know if you follow her on IG, Mac, but my God.
Do you know who Wayne Gretzky is?
Okay. Come on.
I'm just questioning. The man probably retired 10 years before you were born.
I know more about his daughter than Wayne Gretzky.
I'm sure you do. Yeah.
I'll need to do some research.
Well, she dates Dustin Johnson, you know, golfer.
Aren't they married?
Yeah, married. Sorry. Yeah. Have kids. I mean, good Lord of war.
I mean, she used to be the, like, bacon grease, you know?
She
like,
still is. Yeah. Bake it up, baby. So the Hall of Fame list is out. 25 modern era players are named today as semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame out of the 2025 class. 4 to 8 will be selected from the list. I can have an argument for everybody on the list. There's one guy that I think the argument will be focused around, and I think you know that name, and it is...
Antonio Gates.
That's right. No, it is Eli Manning.
Yep.
He is the name that is going to spark the conversation between everybody in the room, and I can honestly say I don't know how I truly feel about this, because it makes me think that rings are all that matter in the NFL when it comes to this selection, because I will go to you first.
Yeah.
Because I'm really intrigued, because we haven't had this conversation yet. Do you personally believe that Eli Manning is a Hall of Fame player?
I do, based on the Super Bowls. Yes, if he didn't have Super Bowl rings, I would say no, he's not a Hall of Famer. But he did lead his team to 2 Super Bowls. And whenever it started in the NFL, that's how we judge quarterbacks now in this league, right? And the play to David Tyree is as good a play as you'll ever see. He threw a pass the following Super Bowl to Mario Manningham along the sideline that was a dart, like, wow, type moment and whatnot. And he was the steward of a franchise in New York for, you know, the better part of a decade and a half, and won some big playoff games on the road and whatnot. So, yeah, I do believe that Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. Is he a slam dunk? No, because I think there's going to be a lot of people in that room who debate. And that's what I love most about the Pro Football Hall of Fame versus baseball. Mm-hmm. Baseball, they send a ballot out and, you know, you vote after, you know, you sheftered one off, right? And sit there and do your thing and not seriously think about it. These guys will sit in a room in New Orleans on the Saturday before the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And that meeting could take hours. It's like finding the new Pope. When the white smoke comes up, that's when you know it's done. And there will be debates. There will be conversation. It's a great meet. I would love to someday be a part of just listening to one of those meetings as everybody makes a case for mm-hmm. all of these guys. So it'll be a well-thought-out process. There will be a lot of debate. He may be one of the most debated on guys that we ever see in the Hall of Fame. But ultimately, yeah, I think he does get in. He led his franchise to two Super Bowl championships.
I would say that I don't think that he's necessarily deserving of it. I understand that he has two Super Bowl titles. One, he didn't make the catch. Now, I know that he kind of moved around and got, you know, kept the play alive, but he didn't make the catch.
Threw the ball, though.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch.
No, he didn't.
I'm talking about when he made the catch, like a catch.
Oh.
He didn't throw the ball, but he made that catch because he had better hands than the guy had the arm. David Tyree made the catch against his helmet to mm-hmm. secure it and hold it down. The other thing I would say is that he was in that Super Bowl and contended because he had one of the best defensive lines that we've seen in a very, very long time.
Great defense. Yeah, they held New England to 10 points.
His numbers in his career would indicate that he's not. Because I thought that the Hall of Fame was based on full resume. And if that's the case, Big Ben should be in the Hall of Fame.
No question.
But he's not. And
is he eligible yet?
I don't know if he's eligible yet, but he's not.
Yeah, I don't think he's eligible.
People look at him as like a slam dunk where people think like, oh, Eli's in. Eli Manning's career numbers are 57,000 yards, 366 touchdowns, 244 interceptions. He has a 500 record. We all knew that because the last game they benched him.
Mm-hmm.
117-117. Four Pro Bowls. Big Ben, 64,000 yards, 418 touchdowns, 211 interceptions, two Super Bowls, six Pro Bowls, and a record of 165-81-1.
Yeah, Ben's a Hall of Famer. Nobody's doubting that.
Right. And then there's guys like Phillip Rivers, never won a Super Bowl, better numbers in his career than Eli Manning, and some would say that he had a Hall of Fame career.
Mm-hmm.
Just never won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Only went to one AFC championship, I believe.
Yeah.
Fair.
So, I mean, yeah, that's something else, too.
Right. But if the other thing that I would do is, like, if Eli Manning is considered a Hall of Famer, that would mean that he's, like, really, really good. Where would you pick Eli Manning on this list of quarterbacks to pick from in an all-time list? Big Ben, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Joe Flacco, Eli Manning. In my opinion, I wouldn't pick Eli Manning until the very last pick.
I'd take him over all of those guys, quite honestly, because he
over
can play
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah,
that's insane.
He plays big in big games.
That's insane.
He plays big in big games and in big moments.
Defense did.
So no, he did as well.
He
go back and
really
look at the
games.
Entire playoff run that Eli Manning had.
Not an Hall of Famer.
He is, and he will be. And
yeah, he played for the New York Giants.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. He won two Super Bowls.
It has nothing to do with the fact that he played for the New York Giants. That he's in a Hall of Famer.
Oh, I don't think so. So okay. At all. No. Sure. Mac, you're with me on this one. It doesn't matter who you play for.
I don't think it matters who you play for. Part of me with the Hall of Fame thing is telling the story of the NFL. I think it'd be really hard to tell the story of the NFL without Eli Manning. He beat the GOAT twice.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl. Yeah, who else has beaten Tom Brady in the Super Bowl? You know, other than the Eagles that one time, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was the first. They took down a 17-0 team.
Yeah,
they beat him again in the Super Bowl.
You can't tell the story of the 21st century of the NFL without Eli Manning.
Right, and Nick Foles.
And Nick Foles, but I mean, really, that's Eli Manning did it twice.
Yeah. Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. Joe Flacco's not a Hall of Famer. I think Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer. I think Matthew Stafford will be a Hall of Famer. I think Phillip Rivers will be a Hall of Famer. I think Big Ben will be a Hall of Famer.
Wow, you think? Wow, okay.
Who do you wow on?
I don't think Rivers or Ryan.
You don't
personally.
Okay. They put up great numbers. Now they don't have the Super Bowls, obviously.
Yeah.
But sometimes
great
it's
numbers.
Okay to break outside of that a little bit.
Agree.
Go look at the numbers these guys put up,
and
you know, kind of generational type guys. But again, they don't have the playoff success, and so much of how we judge the NFL these days, really sports now, is all judged on what you did in the playoffs. We love Jordan. We love these guys that show up big in big moments. Like, is Derek Jeter a Hall of Famer based on the regular season? No. But in big moments, who is there? Derek Jeter.
He had 3,000 hits. That's like one of the indicators to get you in the Hall of Fame if you have that.
Yeah,
and that's all done in the regular season.
But he's known for what he did in the postseason, his big moments. I think there's something. Like Patrick Mahomes is so big in big moments. Travis Kelce shows up in big moments. A certain type of player shows up big in those big moments. So.
To answer your question, though, Dusty, Eli, Big Ben, Rivers, Ryan, Stafford, Flacco, I think Eli would be my second to last pick there. Flacco would be my last.
Number one would be Matt Stafford, and it's not even close.
Big Ben is really close.
Yeah, Big Ben is really good. Like, he's prime. A first ballot Hall of Famer. Yeah. That guy was legit, man.
It might be, but yeah, Stafford or Big Ben, absolutely. No question.
When did Ben retire?
Way
2019.
Too late. Yeah.
19. Oh, because that playoff game here. So he should be eligible next year then for the Hall of Fame.
He just has the tainted past that I think they're going to put it on his resume to kind of keep him down a peg. At least in my opinion. I think that will be one thing that people will bring up.
Yeah, but you start to look at some of these other dudes that are in Halls of Fame. Lawrence Taylor's in the Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb's in the Hall. Like, I mean, there were some rotten people off the field that do make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. No, I'm. Yeah.
Again, that's why the football one is the best, because people are having these conversations that we just had inside that room, and every guy is tasked, like if you cover the team from Pittsburgh, you're tasked with presenting Ben Roethlisberger and explaining why you believe he gets to be in the Hall of Fame. I bet it gets probably pretty heated in there at times, too. I know Therese used to participate, obviously, in those meetings. And, you know, I wish, again, he was around so we could ask him this question. I'd love to see what Therese would say about Eli Manning getting into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he'd probably laugh at my face. He'd be like, you got to come on, Dust. You know he's in.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. I can hear that laugh and that voice.
I know. I miss him so much, man.
Coming up on the other side, someone that's with us every week, Ben Mallard joins us here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it here on a Thursday. Week's gone by so fast, I thought yesterday was Taco Tuesday in a group text. And my buddy goes, well, it's Wednesday. So do you mean to tell me you can't have tacos on Wednesday?
You cannot. It is against the law. Look it up.
You can have steak tonight at Hy-Vee.
That's right. It is Hy-Vee Steak Night Thursday. That $10 steak, mashed potatoes, vegetables, all your Hy-Vees. They cook it right there on the grill. It smells so deliciously awesome. So
Most important part of that, you don't have to cook it on a cold-ass day.
It is cold, man. It's below freezing this morning. It was supposed to be like 31 out there.
It's a good soup night, good chili night. Either way, it is Thursday where we are joined by our good friend Ben Maller.
Yeah, it is all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. Of course, you can catch Ben overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan with Fox Sports Radio. And Ben, are the Chiefs, are they cooked right now, my man?
Yeah, the sky is falling. I just want you to know, again, for the record, when I was there, they won. It is not my fault that they lost to the Bills. When I was there, I saw one of the great finishes. You were right there. That block kick against the Broncos was amazing. I do love the overreaction machine that is still alive and well. That now, since the Chiefs lost to Buffalo, the Lions are now the favorite to win the Super Bowl. No longer the Chiefs, right? The Lions are number one. And all the warts and all the moles of the Chiefs have been exposed now. And Andy Reid suddenly doesn't have the answers. Maybe I'm being too dramatic, but it certainly seems like the vibe coming out of the football media world is that, oh, yeah, it's just not the year for the Chiefs and all that. After one game where they lost the game late, it seems like a bit of an overreaction, but what do I know?
Well, are we in a stage now, I feel like, in the NFL where we're more reactionary week to week than we've ever been before?
It's certainly it appears that way. And the great thing about it, like this week, if you know the Chiefs go out and win by a gazillion points, which they should against Carolina, you know, some other things happen, all of a sudden they'll be right back on the Chiefs. Like, I told you so. It's just one bad week. Everything's great. But thank God for that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have jobs, right? We need this. This is the kind of content that we need, the overreaction. Like, now Josh Allen's the MVP of the NFL. Really, his numbers weren't particularly great in that game. He made the big play at the end, but that's the way of the world right now.
You talk about Josh Allen and the way that game goes. We talked about the discussion, I believe it was Tuesday. They obviously drew that huge number of 31 million viewers. It's today's modern day Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, wouldn't you think so?
Yeah, well, as Bob pointed out, Dusty, right, they rigged it for CBS. That was the only game on CBS. So it was like, that was it. You were going to get that. The entire country got it. And, I mean, yeah, it's the closest thing we have to that. Although Josh Allen's got to have to win at some point in the playoffs against Mahomes for it to go to the next level. But Peyton Manning, you know, he struggled for years before he finally was able to get over the mountain, if you will, here. I don't believe in the Bills. I people think I'm nuts for that. I still think that's a team that in the playoffs is not going to have success. But maybe I'll be wrong. But yeah, the ratings were insane, and it's just the power of stardom, right? The power of guys that you know. A lot of these quarterbacks now, like the Giants and some of the other teams, you don't even know who these guys are. Like it's a mess. It's a hot mess right now.
Why don't you like Buffalo? What's holding you back from saying, yes, Buffalo is a team that can legitimately win a Super Bowl?
I think the offense in the playoffs is going to have problems. Once you game plan, you know, it's much different, as you guys know better than I, from watching the Chiefs in recent years. Like when you game plan in a playoff environment, it's just a different animal. And I don't trust the playmakers the Bills have to make plays in the playoffs. I got to see that. They have not passed the litmus test. Even a guy like Amari Cooper, who they picked up. I remember him dropping passes in the past with the Raiders and stuff. I don't, in a big spot, you know, need a first down. It's, you know, third down. You throw a pass, you're going to drop it. I just don't trust the playmakers they have above. Josh Allen will make a bunch of plays and all that, but he needs some help there. I don't think those guys will come through when it matters most.
Ben, I find it interesting tonight's game. I mean, if it couldn't be, like, you talk about Peyton Manning, now Peyton the picture of this game, it's an NFC or an AFC North game. I know you look at the paper and you're like, Russell Wilson versus Jameis Winston's really going to get me intrigued in this game. But now they're obviously talking about lake drifting snow. It's going to be cold. It's Pittsburgh. It's Cleveland. It sounds like, well, I mean, the Gladiator movie that's coming out on Friday.
Yeah. I'm all about it. There are a few things more enjoyable than watching football in the snow when you're not actually in the snow. It is one of the great gifts of life when you can watch that. Now, you guys have told me, though, right, the rain is worse to sit in the snow, right? Isn't that what you guys have told me?
No doubt.
The rain, because everything's soaking wet. The snow, it's beautiful. Like, I've never been to a football game in the snow. I've actually been to a World Series game in the snow, which was awesome. And I sat out there and I got so sick after that. It was in Cleveland. The old Cleveland Indians were in the World Series, and it snowed during one of the games in the World Series. It was amazing. But I'd love to be in a press box, a heated press box, watching a game in the snow would be awesome. But yeah, I mean, I'm gonna watch that. But as you guys are gonna watch, because we're football people, right? That's what we do. We watch. I mean, and that'll be another added perk, to see the snow and the players freezing and the fans with their shirts off acting like wackadoodles and the whole thing.
Well, I think this is also one of those games, too, where this morning we're talking about Pittsburgh being one of those teams that may be in contention. They go out and they fall on their face to the Browns on a short week. Everybody will say Pittsburgh is now done. They're not a team that can win a championship. Where do you factor in Pittsburgh into this whole AFC playoff picture?
So, first of all, I picked the Steelers tonight for television purposes, but I don't particularly trust Mike Tomlin. Historically, coming off a win, a big win, going on the road as a favorite, it has not gone particularly well for Mike Tomlin. But yeah, to me, the Steelers are right where they have been the last couple of years. They're a team that'll win, you know, 9 or 10 games right around that area during the regular season, and then it's not sustainable. In the playoffs, like, they have a good defensive team, but at some point you're going to need Russell Wilson to make a bunch of plays. Now, they were able to win against the Ravens in the regular season last week, and Russell, he had a terrible interception in the end zone, a turnover in the end zone and whatnot last week. But I much like Buffalo, I don't trust the Steelers' offense, so I look at them in the playoffs. I'm like, it's a good story, but the first good opponent. Maybe they get through if they don't win the division. They're the wild card team. They win a game on wild card weekend. But down the line, once they play the better teams, they just don't match up. They just no matter what kind of nonsense Mike Tomlin throws out, what kind of pixie dust he throws out, they just don't have the playmakers.
Ben, when you look at the division moving forward, I mean, it's weird to think about it that we're almost, what, six, seven weeks from January for being the playoffs type of football. You look at the NFC side, I think that one's kind of wide open when it comes to certain teams. I think the West is a mess. There's a couple teams that could emerge from that. Obviously, out there, your Rams look like they're back to being that great team. But in the AFC, it seems like there's only one spot available. And to me, it's between Miami, Denver, maybe Indianapolis, and maybe somehow the Bengals are on life support. Is there any reason why you wouldn't take Cincinnati, or is there a team that you already have in mind that you think will make it into that seventh spot?
Well, I saw Cincinnati shoot themselves in the foot. They did the old Plaxico Burress thing against the Chargers where they came all the way back and then they missed two field. It's just not their year in Cincinnati. And Denver, who I saw when I was with you guys at the Chiefs game, I was impressed with their defense. I thought they looked pretty good. And they followed it up last week. I am drinking the Orange Crush. I'm not supposed to say that here on Kansas City Radio, but the Broncos look legit. They look like a playoff team. They look like a wild card team to me. And I haven't looked at the strength of schedule and all that, but of those teams, Miami's got issues. They all have issues. That's why they're at the bottom of the AFC. But right now, if you gave me funny money to bet on, I would bet on the Broncos, who play the Raiders this weekend. That should be a win, and they'll stack up some more wins. The defense is playing well. Bo Nix has actually looked halfway decent, so I'm riding with the Broncos to get in that playoff spot at the very end.
Talk with Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan. The other side of the things are we've got ourselves two glorious disasters taking place right now. We've got whatever the Jets thing is right now, and then we have the Dallas Cowboys. Which one is more schadenfreude to you? Which one also is more of a disaster?
Well, the answer to both those questions is the Cowboys. It's both. It's a disaster because Jerry Jones has paid everyone, and these guys have never played well in big games. They're all, Dak Prescott, he's going to start to get a little bit older now, and guys will get older other than Tom Brady, typically fall off a little bit as they go through the aging process. So you've got that. CeeDee Lamb, who they pay. I mean, they paid all these guys without them earning the money in big games. I know that's the way of the NFL. Now they have Micah Parsons coming up. You're going to have to fire Mike McCarthy. I mean, the whole thing is just a hot mess. So if you want to do a schadenfreude dance, It's the Cowboys. Now the Jets and the Giants, but I mean both all the New Jersey teams, the Jets and the Giants, like they're equal. They're like hold my beer. They're going back and forth with ridiculousness, and now they bench Daniel Jones. You want to make a bet the union tries to change that? This has happened now a couple years where, remember Derek Carr with the Raiders, they shut him down at the end because they were worried he was going to get hurt. They're going to try to change that. I don't know what they can do, though, because it's all based on the language in the contract. But that Daniel Jones being benched, the thing about that blows me away is people who are like, he got a raw deal. How many years is the guy supposed to start? He can't play. Like, what are we supposed to wait for? The guy stinks. Like, and there are people who are upset saying he got a raw deal. How did he get a raw deal? Where else can you work on a job where you're bad at and get a second contract? I don't know. There's only one place. That's the NFL. It's like cartoon land.
Do you think this is a blowout game? Because I think there's like a bunch of fans that are in three different sorts of parts of the room. There's the one that's like, I don't want to see any of my starters play. This is an exhibition game, week 3. Get Carson Wentz in there. Get Isaiah Pacheco back to feeling great. There's other people that are like, I just want to see this team blow them out 42-10. I'm in that category. And then there's other people that are like, I know what my team is, kind of martyrish, where they're like, they're going to win 27-16 and get out of Carolina, not show anything crazy and be 10-1.
Yeah, so I'm on the latter part of that. I think the Chiefs are just, they play down to their opponent, right? And they play up to their opponent too. So I'm betting on the game because of the TV thing. So I do think that Carolina, who's played a little bit better over the last month, they're still not good. And Bryce Young is dreadful at quarterback. And I mean, they don't have a good quarterback, whether he gets injured or whatever, and he gets out of the game. So I do think that Carolina will hang around and the Chiefs will win, and they'll win by 27-17. Carolina will cover the point spread and all that. And it'll be a workmanlike effort. The Chiefs will get the win. They won't really impress anybody, but they'll win and then on to the next. So that's the way in my crystal ball, which is never wrong, Dusty. I'm never wrong about these things. That's how I see the game playing out.
Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy watching Deion take on Kansas this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Recording finished.
There it is.
That's my voice now. Yes. Thanks to Ben Maller once again for joining us there here on Fesco and Dusty. By the way, from the 913, there is a leather couch on 435 South. Ooh, in front of Worlds of Fun.
Nice. So, that's a nice Christmas gift. Go get it.
So, Dr. Mack, if you need a couch for when you get out of mom's,
right?
You got a leather one waiting for you.
Are you getting out of mom's house? Do we know that for a fact?
I would stay there as long as you can.
Yeah, why pay rent, brother?
Yeah, hey, a couple more months. Yeah. Couple more months.
Why pay rent? You know?
Saving up money. Yep. And definitely don't do it in a couple months because then you're moving in the middle of winter.
Yeah, like, what do you do?
That's when I'm doing it.
Spring fling.
You got to wait till the spring. You got to wait till it's a little warm out there. Yeah,
wait till you spring forward.
Yeah, you absolutely. Know? I'm a Dusty on that one. Do not be moving in February.
Plus, you gotta like, you got no friends out here, man.
What? Yeah, friends.
Oh yeah, you grew multiple up here. Friends. Yeah. I was thinking you grew up in Tennessee.
You're also an adult though, so hire a moving company because pizza and beer don't cut it anymore, man.
Moving companies are expensive.
I understand. It's part of the deal, right? You got to move your stuff from Tennessee, right?
Yep.
Okay, so then the moral of the story is then you should, whenever she's leaving Tennessee, you want them to take your stuff from Tennessee right to your new place. You don't want to deal with storage and your mom's basement, all
right,
that kind
of stuff.
Right to the front step. Yeah, so I get that. Yeah, so February?
February.
Okay. I think there's a place called College Hunks Moving Some Junk.
Yeah, you could do that. Those guys get after it.
Cowboys butts drive me nuts. That's a bumper sticker from Joe Dirt. Man, that's funny that you said Dion in Kansas. I can't believe that's a game that like we're getting excited for. I mean, I'm excited for it. People coming over 2 o'clock on Saturday.
I got Ohio State, Indiana that I'm excited
for. So real quickly, are you angry that game's at 11 o'clock?
No, not at all. I'm an early.
J.J. Watt's pissed.
J.J. Watt is complaining about that. Yeah, the rest of Ohio State's complaining about that kind of stuff. I think 11 a.m. games are the best. You get up early. You do a breakfast tailgate. Yeah, you're getting up early, right? You do a little bit of a breakfast tailgate. Yeah, that's sleeping in for us, right? But I understand, like, the tailgate's a big deal. So you start tailgating 7 o'clock in the morning. You go into the game, and then it's over by 2:30. You got all of Saturday to do whatever you want.
Are those the same people that are bitching about a noon game for the NFL?
Are people complaining about? Because I think in Kansas City we're pining for it for noon games.
Not that big of a difference, right? Like, it's not that much of a difference from a noon game to an 11 o'clock college game. Like, what is that? An hour of tailgating earlier?
Yeah.
Like, what a better excuse to start early on a Saturday.
Like, I just don't under, like, you know what the complaint times are? And K-State complained about this. You start these games at 9 o'clock at night.
That sucks.
That sucks. Like, that, I mean, you're like passed out by then.
And that's the whole thing that people are upset about college football, because you have like teams in the Big 12 that play like their home is Manhattan. But when they go play, you know, Colorado or USC, or not USC, but like BYU, those teams on the West Coast are in Mountain Time. Mm-hmm. It's like you're 2 hours behind. Yeah, so like their 7 is your 9.
Right.
Deal with it.
Deal with it. I will say
here's
this.
Some more money.
Here's my answer to that. To them. Tough. I'm talking about from a fan perspective, right? Do you want to go to a game that starts at 9 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock? No.
If it's a Saturday and I'm zooted starting at like 4:30 and I could like spend my whole day relaxing, probably. If I'm a college student, doesn't matter.
If you're a college student, yeah, it really doesn't matter. But for these teams that are complaining about it, tough.
Speaking of complaints, we're all like merited to complain when things aren't great.
Oh God, yeah.
So New York quarterback's having a rough week, right? Mm-hmm. Littlefinger, obviously.
Right.
Everybody that he brought in is now fired,
right?
Except him.
Except him.
Yeah. And then Andy Kaufman in the Giants organization. Not only has he been demoted, but he's been demoted 3 times in 1 week.
Yeah, he's now quarterback 4.
That's insane. Right? That's nuts. That's just like, oh, okay. Like,
did you see the practice video of him yesterday?
No, I saw
it. Was it sad?
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, he's just like standing there not paying attention. Who could blame
him?
Why would you, right?
I'd be just
checked out.
I'd just be getting paid.
Yeah.
And somehow magically break my ankle so they have to pay me.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I fell down the stairs of the practice facility.
I'd get hurt the way the Harrison Butker got hurt, just like nobody knows how.
Right.
Just like, well, I guess he planted hard on his left knee.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Weird. I was just doing the drill, coach, and I fell.
I fell. Yeah.
Oh, my back.
Man, that means he's not going to pass that physical. So we have to pay him.
Yep. Like,
He takes the physical, like they hit your knee with that hammer, don't move your leg or something, you know, or move the other one or, you know.
But has there ever been an athlete? And I think that the Giants are finally like, oh, thank God. I don't care if it's DeVito or if it's Locke or if it's whoever.
Yeah.
It's not Daniel Jones. I'm happy.
Right.
I think eventually the Jets organization will be like, Littlefinger is gone.
Right.
I'm glad he's gone. Is there an athlete in Kansas City that you guys have had that sort of feeling with?
Yeah, there's been a lot. But honestly, like for me, Mondi was one of those guys, because I really felt Mondi was holding the franchise
back,
right? Like people kept falling in love with what could have been instead of recognizing what is.
That's because he kept showing us those glimpses of like power, speed, and everything.
Unbelievable. But eventually, then he took that cough medicine and it was over,
right?
So Mondi, it was one that I was ready to be done with. Targhee, never cared for the guy. I thought he was kind of douchey, so I was glad when he left. Kendrick Lewis got burned in that Indianapolis Colts game, and I waited for that guy for hours to interview him, and the PR staff moved his Louis Vuitton luggage out of the locker room, and he never showed back up and never answered for blowing that 28-point lead. And then for whatever reason, and I don't know why I had this like hatred, if you will, Steven Nelson, when he was playing here, I was ready for him to be moved on. And I think what did it for me is when he did move on, like he was selling all his merch and claiming how good he was here in Kansas City, I'm like, who the hell are you again? So I was ready for that cat to move on.
Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah. What about you, Mac? Who'd you have?
Philip Gaines.
Okay.
Which I think most Kansas City Chiefs fans would probably
groin,
agree with that.
That was Jaleel Brown that had a little groin, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Sky Moore, currently.
Yeah.
And then D'Anthony Thomas would be another.
D'Anthony Thomas?
I know.
Why?
I'm in the minority on that. I think because I was...
He was like the first version of Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. He was like the Tyreek Hill that was never Tyreek Hill. Yeah. And I just had a lot of expectations.
Him and Run DMC were like in the same category.
Him and,
great practice players. Great great zero pad shorts guys.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You ought to see the speed this guy has.
Yep.
Put pads on him. We'll get there.
Yeah, who was the kid who returned the punt against San Diego in the opener of the new Arrowhead in 2010 in the rain?
Yeah, that was...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's his face? Run DMC. Dexter McCluster.
I couldn't think of his name. I'm like, what?
Sean Smith talked about
it. Yeah, Dexter McCluster. He like, if he just gets into space, there's no space, folks, in the NFL. That guy on 3rd and 2 would want to run 1 yard route and get mauled and stopped.
Yes.
And then D'Anthony Thomas was a little bit of an upgrade from him. And then we saw Tyreek Hill.
He was so good at Oregon, though, man.
He really was.
So good at Oregon.
Yeah, but that's the difference between college and the pros, man.
Don't ask Reggie Bush about the pros.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mr. Untouchable. In college, got to the pros, got lawn chaired in his first game.
Yeah,
I'll never forget that game. And New Orleans versus Philadelphia, outside pass in the flat, boom.
Welcome
Reggie
to
Bush.
The league.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Would go out on top because he would sue the NFL and win, and then get his Heisman Trophy back.
Yep.
So don't ever quit, kids.
Yeah, and they need to be in Wendy's commercials.
Dude, I take a free promotion biggie bag.
Hell yeah.
My tour, William Bartee.
Oh, wow.
God, that man pissed me off so much as a cornerback for the Chiefs. And then Darryl May.
Darryl May's a good one, yeah. Darryl May, but that's such a, like...
I don't hear my dad cuss very often. Darryl effing May was the same as Bucky effing Dent.
Yeah, right.
For like Boston fans.
Was Darryl May part of that 03 team that, you know...
Probably. He sucked. Gave him like 29 home runs 1 year.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
Oh, he was awful, yeah.
Oh, Darryl May.
Darryl May was another
good
one.
Yes, he was part of that team.
He was part of that 03 team. Yeah, so he was good for that year, but after that it was like...
God.
Same as also Darryl. Like, sorry for people named Darryl, but like I hear that name and I'm always like...
And then his poor ass got shipped to Colorado.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. It was not good, as you could imagine. What about Steve Francis? You remember that guy that came from Colorado and then pitched for the Royals? He's like, what are we doing?
No, it was Jeff Francis.
Jeff Francis. He looked like he was a vampire. Coming up on the other side, we get into smash or pass on Fesco and Dusty at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving back in here on 96.5 The Fan, the rabbit hole of baseball reference will get you.
Oh, it's the best, man.
Going through the 03 and 04 Royals teams.
It's down memory lane for
me a little bit.
Ryan Buckvich, man. He was supposed to be a good closer. Come out of the bullpen and shove.
Jimmy Gobble.
Oh, yeah. High hopes.
Speaking of Jimmy Gobble, it is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So We always do Smash or Pass this time of year or this time of the day on Thursday.
Smash.
And I was showing you guys a picture the other day of a Smash or Pass item. We've got a few here. Mm-hmm. And they were strawberry cheesecake deviled eggs. When I said it out loud and
doesn't sound
you
good.
The picture, you guys were like, absolutely not pass. But they were strawberries that were cored out with a sweet cream cheese filling and then like the strawberry dust on top.
Yeah, and you can see on
smashing.
The stream, I'm smiling. Because yeah. the way you're describing that, I'm like, oh, get in my belly, baby.
This is good. Like, if we won't have a show next week
right.
on Thursday.
Right.
Yep.
Or
Friday. So I figured we'd go through Smasher Passes of Thanksgiving food
yeah,
today.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Man. My favorite time of the year is talking to Dane and right before Thanksgiving and getting the plate layout. You know, he's the best.
Full of sides. He says you got to put two hands underneath it because it'll taco and fold.
Why is he using a paper plate, though?
A lot of people do on Thanksgiving.
Do they just because they don't want to deal with the dishes?
Yeah, they don't want to do the dishes.
A ton of people over. Right. Like, we always, I think every year we have the thick, you know, the oval cardboard ones that have, like, the thick rim.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I'm not and this is where I'll get crushed on the text line, but I don't care. I hate paper plates. I hate everything about them, but I think it merits it on Thanksgiving.
Wow, see, I'm kind of the other way around. Like, if I have my choice and the stack is there, I'll just grab one and use it for a sandwich or something like that. But on Thanksgiving, like, let's use the real plates.
I eat a lot of sandwiches and napkins.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll get like a little napkin square out, put chips on it, put the sandwich on it, and like eat it by the sink. I'm a weird eater though. Yeah. Like, I eat fast.
I do too.
I'm on to the next thing.
Yeah, it's on to the next. Yeah. That's why we were fat, Dusty.
That's right. Because we just ate fast a lot.
My grandmother, my whole life, take a breath.
Yeah. No, my mom would always do this. No one's going to steal it from you. I'm like, I don't know. Have you seen Grandpa's face?
Yeah, he's ready to dive in.
Damn, drooling over there.
I will tell you the trick to eating smaller portions. Though, use kid-sized plates. We still have them at the house from when they were little. It's the perfect portion size.
Okay.
Or just use smaller scoops.
Well, see, that's the problem, though. I can't.
I didn't get any chicken in that one. I got to add a little more. Okay, so stuffing / dressing, smash or pass?
Yeah, stuffing. My mother makes the best stuffing you'll ever have. No, it's homemade, and we'll make it for Thanksgiving, and the kids love making it. It's the best thing. You only eat it once a year because I think I put like 4 sticks of butter in.
Yes.
Like, Thanksgiving for me is like, I don't care about butter and cream. It's all going in on Thanksgiving.
You know what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
Like, if you go to Worlds of Fun in July, you better be on some sort of gummy bear because you know what it is. It's hot. Mm-hmm. There's kids everywhere. You're going to be cranky.
Everybody just stinks.
So do you.
Right. Like, that's just what I'm saying.
Man, I love stovetop stuffing, though. I don't care. Like, I will eat stovetop till I die. Like, this lady that we had at the Friendsgiving party this last week, she was like, man, I'm sorry, it's stovetop. And we're all like, so? She's like, you don't care? You're not going to judge? I'm like, absolutely not. I grew up on stovetop.
Yeah, it's good.
Once a week in the wintertime. It's like 89 cents a box. It's just water and butter.
But see, we never eat stuffing except for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Except for Thanksgiving. And the way we make it, my mother puts sausage in it and fresh bread. It's so good. It is so delicious.
I think that's my favorite side.
Stuffing?
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Me too.
Yeah.
Green bean casserole, smash or pass?
Smash. Second favorite side.
Yeah, smash that thing. Are you going to do the asparagus route this year?
Thought about it.
Asparagus is on sale at Hy-Vee right now, $2.98 a pound. I saw that the other day. Got some asparagus, brother. Yeah, let me tell you.
And all you need really is just, I don't know, just a little can of cream of mushroom soup, those onion straws.
Those onion straws are a great salad topper, too, in the summer.
What happened to all the onion straws and, like, my fat ass in the corners eating, like, popcorn? Dusty ate it all. Get out of the straws! Those things you can just eat nonstop. Deviled eggs, smash or pass?
Smashing deviled eggs, man.
Yeah, smash.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man, we're on a roll here.
Do you like potato sticks, by the way? You mentioned those onion things. That
yes,
you made, and
like
the potato sticks.
The can of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Anything
crunchy and salty, I'm going to crush.
Yeah.
What about sweet potatoes with like the marshmallows on top?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the marshmallows, but I love sweet potatoes. Yeah.
Brioche.
I'll eat it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
You can hear Max's passion in his voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my future mother-in-law makes a mean sweet potato. Yes, absolutely. Smash.
Turkey
from Smokehouse. Yes.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah, we're getting them next Wednesday. I just talked to Josh today, who runs Smokehouse, great family. And I told you guys we're going up Wednesday after the show. Be there about 11 o'clock in Zona Rosa. If anybody wants to come by, Mac a cocktail, feel free to do so. We're going to have some lunch, and then we're going to get our turkeys. And, oh, man, I like the turkey is always kind of the ancillary thing, but once you get the Smokehouse turkey and it's actually cooked the right way, it's wonderful. But nobody can ever make a turkey the right way.
I feel like we got duped on the turkey from Popeye's at my Friendsgiving.
Oh,
it wasn't fried.
What? Whoa.
Breaking news.
Back up.
Dude, breaking news. I was a little goofy, but I'll say this.
How did Popeyes cook it then?
Cajun rub.
Whoa.
I was duped.
But did they bake that? Or
like, so my buddy that got it, he goes, yeah, I got to pick up these turkeys on Thursday. And I got to let them thaw out. And then we have the thing on Saturday. And I was like, okay, cool. And he goes,
wait, you got to buy them on Thursday.
That's why we had to pick it up because you have to let it sit out for like 3 days. Like not sit out like outside, like put it in your fridge.
Popeyes.
That's right. So that was like the first red. That was like the first like red flag,
yeah,
or like a brown flag where I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. And then he gets there and he starts cutting it up, and I'm looking over. I'm like, that's not fried. And I forget that I don't have an inner monologue. And he's like, what's that? And I was like, it's not fried. He goes, yeah, I noticed that too. I was like, that's what I thought the whole narrative was. It was a fried Cajun turkey.
Popeyes is a fried chicken restaurant.
It was still good. Like, I'm not going to, if it was a fish, I wouldn't throw it back. But, like, I was a little bit disappointed that it wasn't fried.
Well, there's nothing worse than going in with your mind made up that you're getting something and then you've prepared all week or whatever, and then they show it to you, like, that's not what I ordered, or, you know, or maybe it was. I don't know. I was drinking. but, like, no, wow. I'm stunned.
That's what I was.
Stunned.
I didn't want to be like bougie, like, oh my God, it's not fried. What the F?
But it's just Popeyes.
And I was like, that's what I thought, dude. I was like, okay.
That would be like going to McDonald's and the ice cream machine working.
Or like going to Chick-fil-A and you're like, yeah, I'll do a chicken sandwich. Do you want the deluxe or the regular? The regular, and you open the box and it's grilled. What the hell is this? I want the bad stuff. I was like, whatever. All right.
Wow.
Then I looked up November foods, and I don't know if there's a smash on this list. Number one, November food that people tend to eat in the month of November, parsnips.
No, nobody wants that.
Don't even know if I've had a parsnip.
It's like a,
like I've heard of
it. Isn't it like a cucumber?
It's
a roasted
it's in the
sweet
carrot family.
Yeah,
like,
it's a root
vegetable. Yeah.
Hitting their sweet stride in November, Time magazine explains, after the first frosts.
Yeah, no thanks.
Their starches begin to turn to sugar.
Mm.
Yeah, no, give me the bad stuff.
Sounds like
it's
you're going to eat Jardians after those.
Who the hell ate all those sack lunches? Number two, Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Big fan.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts are great, man.
You eat Brussels sprouts with your loved one, and you don't open a window at night.
Do you make them with bacon?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I cut the bacon up with shears.
Yeah, you got to shear it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before you cook it.
Why was I inundated as a child that Brussels sprouts sucked?
Because our parents grew up in the 50s and 60s when they ate liver and onions and nobody knew how to cook, and they would just boil Brussels sprouts and give them to people.
And they went to Worlds of Fun where everybody stinks.
I mean, that's what it is. Our parents were raised with bland cooking and nobody knew what bacon grease was. I don't know, but you're right. If you slice Brussels sprouts up, ribbon cut them, fry them in bacon grease with bacon and butter and onions, and brother, we're making Brussels sprouts.
Let's
I'll
go.
Tell you what, let's do this.
Do you what? Number three food item in November, cabbage. I mean, I love cabbage any sort of way. You're just doing a lot of fighting in November, apparently, with all these foods.
What are you doing with all
cabbage,
this
cabbage, Brussels sprouts, carrots, number four.
Yeah, if you do a nice roasted glazed carrot with honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It just gives you all these ideas of what you can do with carrot. Leeks?
Yeah, I'm out on the leek department. Man, there's too much sand in those things. You got to really clean them out.
Kale?
I love kale. Do you know what they call kale in Italy?
Trash?
Rockets.
Oh.
Rockets?
Yeah, it's called rockets. Look it up.
Cool.
It's weird.
Did Elon come up with kale?
No.
Number seven, onions.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
you
use it a lot.
Yeah.
Broth, gravy, all that sort of stuff, as that rounds out the list of items to go. And then I saw one, Bob. I don't know if you like it or not. There's a picture of it on a rundown. It is a Caesar salad pizza, 1,000% smashing.
Smash.
It has a dressing as the base, some romaine, chunks of chicken, and croutons on a piece of slice of, and it looks amazing.
It looks really good. I'm not a warm lettuce guy, though.
I don't know if it's warm, though.
Okay.
Maybe it's cold.
All right.
I just feel like after three bites, that'd be so rich. I'd be like,
pizza, or do you eat that warm?
I hope it's cold. I hope the chicken's cold, too.
But that is this edition of Smash or Pass.
Smash.
I can't believe the Popeye's chicken wasn't fried. Deion Sanders continues to be brought up in the news and also a college bowl idea that we have here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.